Waiheke's being expected to make deeper spending cuts than the rest of Auckland to meet the city's budget shortfall of close to $300 million, according to its community board chair. The 21 local boards have to trim $16 million in total. Waiheke's share of that is just over $400,000, about 50% of the board's discretionary spend. And joining us now is local board chair Kath Handley. Kia ora, Kath. How does your target compare to other boards?
How does it compare? It's on a per capita basis, if we just base it on the last census, it's five times more. That's five times more than the board that is being cut the least on a per capita basis. So the least is $7.50 per head, and 19 boards are being cut $7.50 per head up to about $15. We are being cut at the rate of $42 per head, and our neighbours at the Great Barrier are going to be cut at a deeper level.
So where does that leave you? What are you going to axe?
It leaves us with, we don't have anything except core spending. We do nothing except support our community and our environment. But we've got no vanity projects. We've never had any money for anything like that, which is fine. But the money that we do have discretion over is used, for instance, for community grants across everything from arts and culture through to sports. I'll come back to that one. Environmental groups, just a whole myriad of active community enterprises here, which make up the core of, you know, when you look at resiliency of communities like ours, which are isolated, these are essential. It is essential to build up your community. This will gut it. That's just our cuts, not to do with the central government, governing body or council cuts, which will cut the same groups again in different ways.
So Kath, what do you think the consequences of this is going to be?
There'll be community groups that add huge value here that will disappear.
Can you give me an example?
Yes, I can. Our art gallery, now I'm not saying art gallery will disappear. They're going to have to be, I don't know how they'll do this. But of all art galleries in Auckland, ours is funded the least per head centrally. And that's funded at the centrally to the tune of about 25 cents per visitor. And we've got a gallery at the other end of the spectrum getting about $40 per visitor. And the council's had the last 10 years or so to sort this out and never has. So what our board does is do things by grant. So, you know, if they have to replace all their light bulbs, and it's this basic, then they'll apply for a grant and we're likely to support them on basics. So there are other groups who simply, if council imposes this thousands of dollars of rent because they're using a council facility where they're actually paying a peppercorn rent now, they will have to spend their time raising money to pay the rent and not doing their social or health or environmental work. So we don't want that. Because at the moment, a place like Waiheke that is isolated doesn't have services that you could drive across town or to the next town to access, or the next suburb. So we have a lot of gaps in our social and health services. And we have those covered, particularly in terms of finding people the supports they need by our Citizens Advice Bureau, for instance. That's one of the central cuts. So our Citizens Advice Bureau helps people with migration issues, housing issues, and I can talk about that separately, employment issues, legal issues. They get them through onto the right services for, you know, domestic violence, whatever. So that is one of the cuts. That is a vital service here.
So, Kath, what are your options then? Do you just tell Wayne Brown and the council to go away? I mean, realistically, what can you do?
Yeah, it's very difficult when the money has to be is centrally allocated. We don't want to get it otherwise. So we can't actually just say, we can't set ourselves up as some kind of fiefdom. It's not going to work. We are encouraging, on the first step, we are encouraging our residents and ratepayers to complete the submission form to council on give feedback on the budget. And there are options. It's not like council doesn't have options. It is being cited as though, you know, we're in a fiscal hole, which, you know, we're all going to hell in a handbasket. In actual fact, there is more than wriggle room in terms of our headroom on capital and with respect to our credit rating.
What about your ward councillor, Mike Lee? Have you had a chat to him, and what's he going to do when it comes to supporting the budget? What has he told you?
Well, he has said publicly, actually, after a public meeting here that we organised as a local board a couple of nights ago, he attended that and he heard about the hardship around that room and the disaffection, and he did say that he would be voting against this budget. So that was a pretty big statement from him, but he did make it publicly. That's not me speculating.
Really appreciate your time, Kath. Thanks for joining us. That's Kath Handley there from Waiheke, and she's the local board chair.